Please be seated, everybody. Boy, God has certainly blessed us with some gifted kids, for sure. Isn't that right? Let's give them a hand. It's my great joy to welcome you to Glenmar. My name is Mandy Sayers. I'm the lead pastor of this church, and I don't always dress like this, although I'm open to it. I think it's a good look. I just wanted to add a few words, somewhat less eloquent than our kids, I think, but just a few words on this Christmas Eve to center us and to respond to what God has done. The kids may want a superhero Christmas where they get superpowers. I think adults want a superhero Christmas too, but for us, it looks different. It's not about like death rays or invisibility. It's this pressure for perfection. A superhero Christmas would be a perfect Christmas. You know the one, with perfect children and perfect families. Gather around a perfect tree, and everybody sings Christmas carols, and it's all on pitch, and everyone gets what they want for Christmas, and miraculously, the credit card bill never comes. And every year, we aim for this ideal vision, like for an instant we could have that Jimmy Stewart moment where the angel gets its wings and we sing Auld Lang Syne. It's a lot of pressure. I think maybe for us a superhero Christmas is more like a Lake Wobegon Christmas, you know, where all the women are strong, the men are good looking, and the children are above average. That's our superpower wish. Christmas in my memory was almost perfect. I have a very idyllic memory of a lot of Christmases from my childhood, and when I tell my mother about this, she looks at me like I'm crazy. She clearly knew about things that I knew nothing about, you know, bills to pay, health crises, and all I knew was what I wanted for Christmas, which was like a cool bike or at a certain point a Walkman, because yes, I am that old. But just to give you an example, we would go get our live Christmas tree, and it was very almost superhero Christmas. Because Dad would be all like, Mandy, somewhere in this field of live Christmas trees, there is the tree that wants to go home with us. And so I want you to find it. Speak to the trees. But, you know, and I would put my little ear. That is some Norman Rockwell stuff up in there. That is a near superhero Christmas. But it never was quite perfect because we would find the tree and we would get it home and we would drag it into the garage, and then my dad would have to somehow saw the trunk off in such a way that it would fit into this ancient metal stand from like 1947 that my parents had. And to do this surgical task, my dad had a butter knife and like a piece of string, because my mother thought really sharp knives were inherently dangerous for all people. And so he could have gotten a real tool for the job, but that's not how my family operated. That would have given us a perfect Christmas. We can't have that. So you can imagine the feelings that caused in my father were not tidings of comfort and joy. In fact, to this day, we refer to this as the annual cursing of the tree. So that, I think, is what Christmas feels like to us. We want it to be a superhero Christmas, but we're trying to force fit this perfect Christmas into an imperfect vessel with inadequate tools. And Hallmark movies are not helping. Let's just say that out loud. Even the idea of baby Jesus plays into this, because baby Jesus is also so perfect. His clothes are all pressed. He's sleeping in his bouncy seat, a perfect, nice, tidy photo opportunity. Except nothing about the first Christmas was actually neat or tidy or peaceful at all. Christmas wasn't something that had to do with us or our engineering in the first place. It was something that God did when God chose to take on flesh and dwell among us. It's incredibly radical that our Christmas is about celebrating that our God comes to us as a vulnerable, needy, dependent, crying newborn infant. God comes down and breaks in and moves into the neighborhood, not as a light particle or a nuclear explosion, but as a baby. This is not the superhero that we had in mind. but it is exactly the hero we needed. You know that song, Away in the Manger, may say, the little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes? I'm telling you right now, I ain't buying it. The Bible indicates that Jesus grew up and cried at the death of Lazarus, so I think newborn baby Jesus cried too. Imagine it, the shock of breathing air for the first time, wide-eyed and hungry and cold, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, young, unwed teenager, giving birth to the baby Messiah in a cattle shed. This is what our God is like. King of kings, Lord of lords, born to people nominated least likely to succeed. It wasn't the superhero we expected, but it was the hero that we needed to come into our real life with real hope, love, joy, and peace. This is the hero that would turn over tables of injustice. And when we thought that all these forces of sin and death had the last word, Jesus would win the victory for us. And here's the cool part. Jesus shows us how to be heroes too by loving and forgiving others. Jesus calls us, after all, the body of Christ. This Jesus came to be the hero we never saw coming, the one who looked weakest, and wielding the unlikely superpowers of love, forgiveness, and hope. He came for real families, real children, in their real life. That's the gift that's coming to us this and every Christmas. Merry Christmas, Glenmore. God bless you.